makers of the big new Mars bar welcome you to Curtain Time. A gay throng of playgoers fills the lobby again tonight. And here, smiling and eager, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's the good word?
Your sparkling comedy romance, Myron.
There's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now that we're comfortably seated, let's glance through the program. Harry Elders, supported by the Curtain Time Players, is starred tonight in Model Husband by Joseph T. Fox. Mr. Elders plays the part of Brad Mason, and Muriel Bremner is heard in the role of Marcia Haynes.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Model
Time.
Husband. The scene is the private office of Marcia Haynes, who runs an unusual sort of model agency. With her at the moment is her good man Friday, Tom Weston.
I'll get it, Haynes.
That's all right, Tom. I'm right here. Marcia Haynes, male model agency. Miss Haynes speaking. Oh, yes, Mr. Dodd. Mm-hmm. Well, that model's on his way over to your studio now. Yeah, well, I'm sorry about the delay, but we've been rushed to death lately. Thank you. Goodbye. Okay, Tom, what's next?
Well, Courtney Forbes, the painter, wants a rugged seafaring type of guy to model for his illustrations for next month's sailing story.
Mm-hmm.
And Agatha Alcott wants two men, middle-aged, dignified and portly, for her poster for the Bank of Security.
All right, see that they're taken care of, Tom. Anything else?
Yes, there are several new models in the reception room waiting for you to give them the double O.
Oh, all right, I'll look at them. But if I never see another male model, suit me fine.
You don't mean that, Miss Haynes. Why, you're the most famous agent for male models in the business.
Well, thanks for the kind words, Tom, but male models are beginning to bore me to distraction.
Well.
Yes, but if it weren't for them, I guess I'd be out of a job.
Sure.
Okay, I'll go out and inspect the latest batch of male profiles. Oh, dear, the same old type. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. I'm Miss Haynes. I'm sorry, but we don't have a thing today. Perhaps next week we could... You with the hat on, slouched in that chair.
Oh, me?
Yes, you mind removing your hat, or is it a permanent fixture?
Oh, sort of semi-permanent, I guess, but I'll take it off if it'll please you. There.
Do you also remain seated when talking to a lady?
Well, that all depends.
Well, I must say.
You must say what?
Never mind. Stand up.
Okay. Anything to oblige you, lady.
Now, turn around.
Like this?
No, all the way around.
Oh, is this better, or should I spin like a top?
See here, who are you?
My name's Brad Mason, and I'd like to
Yes, I know. You'd like to get a job modeling.
Well,
yeah, well, walk across the reception room, please.
Okay, maybe the exercise will do me good.
Not bad. But you'll have to walk properly if you're going to work for me.
Walk properly?
Mm-hmm.
Why, I've been a whiz at walking since I was 2 years old.
Well, you're not a whiz now. You clump.
Gee, and even my best friends never told me.
How old are you?
28. How old are you?
I'm 28. Say, see here, I'll ask the question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, let me see. You're about 6 feet, 2, broad shoulders, black hair, nice brown eyes.
Better to see you with, my dear.
Uh-huh. Ruddy complexion, cleft chin.
I also have a birthmark on my left arm here. I'll roll up my sleeve so you can see it. It's very unusual.
I'm not interested.
You're not?
Have you ever modeled before?
No, I haven't. You see,
well, with some training, I think you'll do.
Oh, good.
At least you're different.
Different from what?
Now, if you'll just come into my office, we'll talk business.
Well,
of course, okay. I want it understood that I'm to ask as your agent exclusively.
Oh, I wouldn't think of having anyone else.
Now, eventually, you ought to be able to get at least $10 an hour, supposing.
You mean I'll get $10 an hour for sitting around some guy's studio looking like a man of distinction?
You'll get $8.50 an hour. I take 15% of all you earn.
Oh.
Also, I assure you the work is not easy. You'll have to stand stock still for hours at a time without moving a muscle.
Can I even ripple them a little?
No. And what's more, Mr. Mason, this is a serious business.
Oh, sure.
If you can go far, if you'll apply yourself. Why, the movies have already signed quite a few of my former models.
Gosh.
So you see, there are all sorts of possibilities in this for you.
I'm beginning to think you're right, Miss Hayes, and the possibilities intrigue me.
First, of course, you'll have to undergo a thorough training. My models have to be the best in the country.
Do you handle lady models, too?
I deal in the male of the species only.
Oh.
And I'm a hard taskmaster. The men I employ must train for their jobs religiously. No late hours, proper food, correct clothes, and the right association. Well, are you interested, Mr. Mason?
Oh, definitely. Miss Haynes, you've just got yourself a model boy.
No, no, Mr. Mason. When you sit in a chair, don't fall. Ease yourself into it gracefully.
Okay, Miss Haynes, I'll try again.
Mr. Mason, make your entrance again, and this time with dignity. Don't slouch, Mr. Mason. Straighten your tie, Mr. Mason. Be nonchalant, Mr. Mason. Don't ruffle your hair, Mr. Mason. Oh, for heaven's sake, Mr. Mason, don't walk like that. Mr. Mason, at least you show some semblance of looking and acting the way a man should.
You mean my training is over, Miss Haynes?
I mean, I'm exhausted. I spent all my spare time for the last 2 weeks trying to get you in shape for your first appointment.
Then I'm ready?
Well, you're as ready as you'll ever be, I guess.
Oh, gosh, Miss Haynes, I sure appreciate what you've done for me.
What I've done for the good of the agency.
Oh, I thought
you... You thought what?
Nothing, skip it.
Mr. Mason, tomorrow morning you report to John Harper, the artist, at his studio down in Greenwich Village.
John Harper?
Mm-hmm. He's doing an ad for a cosmetic company.
You mean...
You and another model, a young woman from another agency, are to pose for him, embracing in a rose garden.
Embracing?
Well, don't look so startled. I assure you, it's strictly business.
But you haven't taught me anything like that.
Oh, good heavens, do I have to?
Well, you might give me a few pointers.
Well, just be natural, Mr. Mason, that's all. Remember now, when you kiss this model, your profile must receive the same prominence as hers.
Well, exactly how do I do that?
Oh, here, I'll show you, honey. Come here.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, first you place your cheek close to hers, like this.
Uh-huh.
And then you look into her eyes, like this, creating the romantic mood for the artist's paint. And then...
I think I can take it from here.
Oh, Mr. Mason, please, I didn't mean that you... Oh. Why, the very idea of kissing me, honestly,
well, I was just following through with your suggestion.
Well, did you have to follow through so impetuously?
Well, I'm the kind who throws himself into his work heart and soul.
Yes, I see you do.
You know, that's going to be fun tomorrow. Imagine getting paid $10 an hour for kissing a beautiful girl. What's she like?
What? Who like?
Why, this girl, this model I kiss in the rose garden.
I haven't the slightest idea.
Gee, I bet she's beautiful.
You know, on second thought, I'd better be on hand at John Harper's studio tomorrow.
Oh, you needn't bother.
Yes, well, it'll be best if I supervise the scene personally.
Oh, but I'm sure I can manage.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you can. But I'll be there anyway. After all, you're a novice at this. Or are you?
Curtain Drying Play, starring Annie Elders and featuring Muriel Bremner.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the second act of
Curtain
Model
time.
Husband. Brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars Bar. Marcia Haynes, who conducts a male model agency, has just got Brad Mason his first assignment, posing for John Harper, the artist. Well, now, after spending a morning in the artist's studio, Marcia and Brad are in a restaurant having lunch.
Well, how am I doing on my first assignment, boss?
Brad, I've never seen such an eager beaver in my whole life as I did this morning at the studio.
Well, sure.
Yes, especially in those kissing poses with that blonde bombshell from Hoboken.
Oh, you mean Georgia Jones.
I don't mean Margaret O'Brien.
Well, she told me she's had a lot of experience in this modeling business.
She's had lots of experience, period.
But she's cute, don't you think?
Oh, I'm just crazy about her. Somebody ought to tell her that that Cedar Barra routine of hers went out with flappers and the black bottom.
Okay, but she knows I'm new at this, boss, and she's just trying to help me.
No, sure, sure.
You want me to be a success at my job, don't you?
Yes, of course I do, but you better ration some of that boyish enthusiasm of yours. This modeling business is an uphill grind, and I don't want you to exhaust yourself on your first job.
Well, now, don't worry, boss. I don't tire easily.
Yeah. So I noticed in those clinches with her this morning, when we stopped, you were just getting your second wind.
Oh. It's an ill wind that doesn't blow someone some good. That's a proverb.
Mm-hmm, so it is. Well, Georgia Jones seems to be holding up all right under the breeze.
Well, I guess I'd better be getting back to the studio. Mr. Harper hasn't nearly finished with George and me yet.
But you've hardly touched your lunch.
Well, I guess I'm so excited about my work I can't even eat. Well, should we go?
Stop champing at the bit, Citation. We'll go. But, Brad, listen.
Yes, boss?
Just pace yourself a little bit. Remember that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. That's a proverb, too.
Oh, yeah. Very good, too. That's something like, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. But, boss.
Yes?
On this job, I can really combine work and play. And you know something? I don't find it a bit dull.
Marcia Haynes, model agency, Miss Haynes speaking. Oh, hello, Mr. Dinwiddie. Oh, you'd like Brad Mason to pose for your new posters? Well, when do you want him? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, he's booked up solid for the next 3 weeks. Can I send you somebody else? Oh, you don't want anyone but Mason. Yes, yes, he is a fine. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Dinwiddie. Goodbye. Tom, that's your fifth call today from artists demanding nobody but Mason.
Well, you've sure worked wonders with him, Miss Haynes, in the past few weeks. The most sought-after model in the business.
And you know, in spite of his cockiness, I'm sort of proud of him.
Sure been kept busy. Posed 16 hours yesterday for 3 clients.
Where's he now?
At John Harper's studio in the village.
Oh.
Harper had to do some retouching on that cosmetic ad Brad and Georgia Jones posed for.
You mean Brad's posing with that atom bomb from Hoboken again? I thought I'd put an end to that wrestling match.
Well, Harper said he only wanted Brad for an hour, but he's already been gone for 3.
Look, Tom, you close up shop.
Okay, Miss Haynes.
It's almost 6 o'clock anyway, and I've got a little business to attend to. At John Harper's studio in Greenwich Village.
No, Brad, don't. Try and get it right this time. Remember, there's lots at stake.
Okay, Georgia. I put my arms around you like this. Is that right?
A little tighter, baby.
This better?
That's it, dear. And now you look longingly into my eyes.
Like this, huh?
Oh. And now...
And now, cut.
What? Oh, I didn't hear you come in, Marcia.
I can understand that, Casanova.
Been here, long?
Long enough.
Good evening, Miss Haynes. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Georgia and I were, that is, she was...
Yes, giving you a little basic training, is that it?
Well, in a manner of speaking, you might say we were, snapping in.
Snapping in?
Yeah, you know, in the Army, when we had a big operation ahead, we sort of had a dummy run, a kind of preview. That's what we used to call snapping in.
Oh, brother, that's a new name for it.
Darling, tell her. Go on, tell about it.
Oh, but Georgia, we really don't know yet how it's going to turn out.
How what's going to turn out?
Well, Georgia and I,
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And all my work's gone for nothing.
Oh, I...
Well, I'll try to be big about this. I hope you two will be very happy.
Oh, well, I'm sure we will, Miss Haynes. Brad's going to make the perfect lover.
Well, let me know when the wedding's going to take place, lover boy. I'll be on hand to hear.
Wedding? Who said anything about a wedding?
Hey, Brad and I are just going to team up.
You're good.
Oh, look, boss, please let me explain.
There you are, kid.
Eddie!
I'm glad you waited for me. Have I got good news for you and Brad, George?
Yeah, it's all set for tomorrow morning.
Who's this, the marriage broker?
Who's the comic?
This is Miss Marcia Haynes, my...
Not bad, not bad. You wouldn't be hard to take in the movies either, girlie.
Movies?
Eddie's a talent scout from Amos Pictures, Marcia.
That's me, girlie. And then Brad and Georgia here, I'm holding a pair of aces.
Well, would somebody mind dealing me in on this, too?
Miss Haynes, Eddie's going to make Brad and me into another Clark Gable and Bill Gossam.
Even more so, man.
Well, tell me more.
Their screen test is set for tomorrow morning.
You hear that, Brad, darling?
Their screen test is set for...
That's what I was trying to tell you, Marcia.
Stop the chatter, Brad. You and Georgia get up there on the platform and go through that love scene I showed you.
Oh. Well, I don't think I'm ready yet.
Oh, but honey, we've been rehearsing that scene ever since Mr. Hubble went out for dinner 2 hours ago. Come on.
Well, all right.
Wait a minute, Brad.
Look, girlie, you keep out of this.
Yeah, you have no business interfering in the team.
Well, I'm making it my business. That screen test is out as far as Brad's concerned.
Look, who is this dame?
This dame happens to have Brad Mason under contract.
Oh, you're his manager, huh? Look, girlie, I'll make a deal with you. I'll give you 20% of them.
The answer is no.
25%.
No.
See here. Are you going to let Brad miss the chance of a lifetime?
I sure am.
I'll give you 30% of them.
Why 30%? I've got 100% of him right now. Besides, he's not ready for the movies yet. He's still clumps.
I'll take the clumps out of him and give you 35%.
Hey, wait a minute. You two stop cutting me up in little pieces. Besides, if I want to be a movie star, I'll be one.
Oh, fine, fine. You haven't even taken the screen test yet, and you're already a star.
Well, darling, you know what? I think he's just jealous.
Now, look here, you two, you see, from Hoboken. I have this beautiful hunk of man under contract. I've been responsible for what success he's had, even though it's gone to his head.
Well, I'll see here.
40%.
It's no go, Eddie. He's an investment that's just beginning to pay dividends. In other words, Brad Mason is not for sale at any price.
Not for sale? You talk as though I were so much beef on the hoof.
Sure. Beef's bringing high prices these days.
Ah, very funny. But you're not leading me around with a ring through my nose.
On you, it'd look good. Now, you listen to me, Brad Mason.
No, you listen to me. You've had so many fawning males around you saying, yes, Miss Haynes, you're right, Miss Haynes, that you think you can crack the whip over all of them. But here's one who won't take it.
That's telling
you
us.
You keep out of this, you broken...
Wait, I want a lady.
Come on, look who's calling herself a lady. A dummy run for snapping ears.
Wait, you...
George, put down that face.
Don't throw that.
I should duck. Go right through the front window.
Honestly, of all that...
John Harper's going to love this.
I don't care.
Georgia, control yourself. Look what you've done.
You can't call me names and get away with it.
Take it easy, Georgia. And stop pitching those curves with the crocker. You might have hit Marcia.
Now, look, Miss Haynes, how did you get into the act anyway? Why don't you get lost?
That's just what I intend to do. And as for you, Brad Mason, I don't...
Good grief, a cop.
Yeah, buddy, a cop. And I want to know who threw that vase through the window.
Oh, that?
Yeah, that.
Oh, that was just an accident, officer. We were having a little innocent fun.
Uh-huh.
You know the studio parties in the village.
Yeah, I know. Well, let's all go down and finish the party at my place.
Oh, at your place, officer? Where's that?
At police headquarters, bud. Police headquarters.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the third act of Marble House. Brought to you by the makers of the big new Mars Bar. Brad Mason has got himself involved with Georgia Jones, another model, in a screen test. But neither the screen test nor Georgia have made a hit with Marcia Haynes, who has Brad under contract. As a result, an altercation followed. A vase went through a window of John Harper's studio, and an irate policeman came through the door. Well, it's now a moment later.
Where's the phone? I want to call headquarters.
Oh, look, officer, don't call headquarters yet. We really didn't mean any harm. Give us a chance to explain.
Okay, I'm listening, but it better be good.
Well, we were rehearsing.
Yes, yes, that's it. We were rehearsing a scene for the movie.
Rehearsing, huh?
Uh-huh.
Who are you people, anyway?
Well, I'm Marcia Haynes. I own a model agency.
What kind of model?
I rent out men.
Well, slap me, Lily, with a rookie billy.
Well, what I mean
never mind. You, what's your racket?
Well, I'm one of the men she rents out.
I'll bet you're divine in the new look, handsome.
Now, see here.
You there, Blondie. What are you?
I'm a dramatic actress.
That's the overstatement of the year.
So you're a bunch of actors, huh?
That's right.
Well, it sure looked to me like you were all acting up when I came in here. How about you, Baldy? I suppose you're Tyrone Power.
Look, officer, I'm a talent scout. Here's my card. And it's on the level.
Oh, a talent scout for Mammoth Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you people aren't handing me a line after all.
Why, perish forbid, officer.
Look, Eddie, do you know Phil Regan, the movie star?
Does he know Phil Regan? Why, Eddie and Phil are like this.
You don't say.
Sure.
Well, I suppose you know Regan used to be a cop before he went into the movie.
Oh, of course.
And what Phil Regan got, you haven't got, officer.
Yes, huh?
Why, you're just as good-looking as he is.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. Do you really think so?
Look, officer, how would you like to get a break like the one Phil Regan got?
Well, if you would be a lot better than pounding a beat, I can tell you that.
Okay. Eddie here can get you in the movies, can't you?
Why, of course I can. It's a cinch.
Georgia?
Yeah, Eddie?
Take the officer up on the platform and show him that scene you were doing with Brad. I want to see how he looks.
You mean the kissing scene?
Yeah. And make it good.
Well, now, come on, officer.
Come on, go up there on the platform with Blondie.
Well, if you don't mind.
Oh, don't be bashful, officer.
Oh, it is, isn't that, miss, but... Well... You're more my type.
Well, how do you like that?
Well, now, no offense, young lady. It's just that I think I'd get more inspiration out of
it. Oh, no.
Okay, let's not waste time. Marcia, you're it.
All right, anything for the sake of art. Let's go, officer.
Sure thing.
Marcia, wait a minute.
What's your beef now, Anthony?
Oh, no beef at all, officer. Go right ahead. Have a good time.
Just look this way, officer.
Like this?
That's right. Make believe I'm the cameraman. Now, put your arms around her.
Okay. Wait a minute.
What now?
If I'm going to do this right, I think I better take off my 45. It's in the way.
Never mind your revolver. Just do as I say.
Well, okay.
Now, hold on your arms. That's it. Now repeat what I tell you.
Darling, I love you. In a low, husky voice.
Darling, I love you in a low, husky voice. Hey, that don't make sense. Forget it. Forget it. Just kiss her. Go ahead. Yeah, okay. That's it. Now hold it. Hold it.
Good heavens. Look, Brad, stop grinding your teeth in my ear, will you?
They don't have to make it so realistic.
Wonderful. Marvelous. Now cut. I said cut!
Oh, brother, look at him hang on.
Officer, he said cut!
Cut
off! The scene's finished. It's all over. Turn her loose.
Oh, sure. Well, how was I, miss?
Oh, well, I'll answer just as soon as I get through counting my ribs.
You were terrific, officer.
Yeah, in a bone-crushing sort of way.
Officer, I want you to report at the studio in the morning for a street test. I think you're in.
You do? That's what I said.
Well, now that he's in and I'm practically out, is it all right if we go, officer?
Oh, sure. Run along, all of you. Just wait till the boys down at headquarters hear about this. Me, a movie star.
Nathan, will you stop following me?
No.
Haven't I been humiliated enough?
But Marcia, please listen to me.
Go on back to Georgia Jones and do your snapping in exercise.
She doesn't mean a thing to me.
You're also perfectly free to make that screen test with her.
I never intended to make it.
You what?
Look, that first day I came into your office, I wasn't looking for a job as a model.
You weren't?
No, I'm a feature writer for the Sunday Chronicle. I just wanted to get an interview with you about your agency.
You just... Well, why didn't you tell me then?
You never gave me a chance to. Before I knew it, I was posing in Rose Gardens with that 1920 Cyclone from Hoboken. And incidentally, I was getting plenty of material for my story. But, Marcia.
Yes?
I didn't think it was going to turn out this way.
What way do you mean?
Why, this way.
Oh, Fred.
Marcia.
Hey, be careful of my ribs. Remember, I've had a busy day at this snapping in.
Come on now. The street corner's no place to...
Why, officer?
Oh, so it's you two. What's this? Another rehearsal?
No, officer, this is no rehearsal. This is the real thing.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
And, buddy.
Yeah?
You're the lucky guy. That's some gal you got there. I know. From experience.
Do you get what I mean?
Why, officer?
Well, the best of luck to both of you. Watch out for those long rehearsals.
So long, officer. See you in the movies.
Fred.
Yes, darling.
Now that you've got your story, what are you going to call it?
Well, now that I've got you and the story, I guess as good a title as any would be Model Husband. How about it?
The supporting players were Elmira Ressler, Frank Dane, and George Caesar. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farmer. Harry Elders returns now with a word about next week's Curtain Time play.
Well, next Saturday, Pat, we have one of those situations where everybody thinks I'm going to marry a certain girl.
And?
Well, I make matters worse by putting things off.
But are you really engaged?
Oh, sort of. That is, we're practically engaged, which, by the way, is the title of the play.
Well, that all sounds very entertaining. Well, thanks and good night, Harry Elders.
Good night, Pat.
And now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise march. Many on their way to the glamorous after theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of the big new Mars Bar present...
Curtain Time!
Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, for the finest quality candy bar of them all, just try a Mars bar.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.